tolerable humidity. On Saturday, with a high temperature near 90, mostly sunny skies. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere, but then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Sunday's high right around 90. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch. Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Temptations and the Four Tops are coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone. Tune into the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Impact on June 23rd. Tickets to the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center June 23rd from News Talk 93.1. Ain't no woman like the
one I've got. Our new name for the 10 o'clock hour, we are looking for Army Gibson. Army Gibson, call us back at 396-5477 for your chance to qualify to win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond from Marguerite's. Army Gibson, call us back at 396-5477.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in. It's 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until noon. We got a special guest in here with us. One of my favorite people in Montgomery, Bo Goodson, a guy I run into from time to time out in the real world. That's what I call Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Yep, that's right.
Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Bo's going to talk to us about real estate and what you guys need to do to, get geared up. The summer buying season's officially underway, right?
Well, it is. One of the things I want to announce is we have a new real estate school starting. You know, it comes every 4 months, but it's starting next Thursday night at 6 p.m. So if somebody wants to get their real estate license, we have a new class. We have limited seating, so we do have some room. If somebody calls 551-0225, they can get in for next week's class. It takes 20 sessions to complete it and get your real estate license.
One week from today.
1 week from today.
1 week from today.
Right.
And a lot of people, man, that's a successful class. You've got a great pass rate. You've been teaching that class for how many years?
35 years.
35 years you've been teaching in class. Yep. That's unbelievable. Do you enjoy teaching?
I do.
You like that side of life?
I do.
Some people don't. Some people power through it, and you can tell they don't enjoy it, and it makes it a miserable experience for people who are in the audience.
Well, some of my friends who started with pre-license have quit doing pre-license.
Why? They just don't enjoy it?
Well, they think it's the same thing over and over again. It's not.
Why?
Well, things change all the time.
It's not the same class you taught 35 years ago?
No.
Is it the same class you taught 10 years ago?
No.
How? It changes that fast?
Yep.
In real estate?
Yep.
What changes? Like, what kind of things change?
Well, just learning what the Dodd-Frank Act is and how it affects us every single day when we're selling houses.
How does it? What is now that's a new one. How does that affect anything?
Well, that affects every single home buyer that's buying because of all the restrictions that are on there now as far as buying a home. And the costs actually have escalated for closing a house out. So these are things that we're real aware of.
Are you telling me a government regulation would increase the price on a consumer?
Absolutely.
What? No, Bo, tell me you're kidding. Are you some kind of nationalist?
Well, they impose all these rules and regulations on the not on us as much as mortgage companies and closing companies.
Right.
And some of the really fine closing attorneys just quit. Back when this got passed and back in 2010.
Yeah.
When it was, I think it was rolled out 2011. They just got out of closing.
Right.
So.
Well, it became more expensive on the attorney, too, because you have all these additional, I think they now have to be audited twice a year. And
well.
There were all kinds of different things.
Well, that one company I talked to had $100,000 extra in costs just to comply with the regulations.
Right.
And they said,
no.
We can't make it up
fees. So we only make so much money to begin with.
That's right. And their fees have not gone up in years. Yeah. So attorney fees.
Everybody still pays the same amount.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks the attorney keeps all those closing costs. That's
no,
not true.
No, they don't.
That's not true at all.
Not at true.
Bo Goodson, Goodson Group, you got a real estate class starting Thursday. What do people need to do to be prepared for a career in real estate between now and Thursday, other than sign up at thegoodsongroup.com?
Well, they need to just call our office and get prepared to come and learn a bunch of stuff. We provide the books, materials, and handouts. So as long as they bring a notebook or something, they could get started in the class.
They just come sit, open mind, and be ready to listen. It's not a long class, 3 hours?
3 hours.
Take a break?
It's real interactive. I don't lecture. I've never lectured.
Okay.
So it's real
good.
Interactive. Lots of questions. I like questions from the students. And one question will lead to another question by somebody else. So really interactive. I like
you don't
that
teach
teaching
that,
style.
You don't teach that fallacy that there's no stupid questions either.
Well, sometimes there are.
I taught for a while.
But I answer them anyway.
I answer them anyway, too. I don't make them feel bad. I taught for a while, and someone would ask a question. I think, where have you been all semester?
That's right.
Hey, well, you haven't been here because you can't have gotten here and asked that question.
That's right.
Our number 272-9228. I'm gonna do this, Red Top. Bo does not have headphones on, so I'm going to mute the microphones. We will not be able to talk back and forth with you, but go ahead and ask your question. And he'll be able to hear you.
Hey, Bo, good morning. So, yeah, you know, I was a realtor in the 90s in Atlanta with Northside Realty. You know, they're a huge company. And, you don't appreciate how much the government changes the laws until you go through your continuing education after 2 years and take your second course, and you realize how much they change the laws and the tax laws. it is a nightmare for investors. Do they still change the number of condos and rental properties you can buy every 2 years, and everybody's got to retool? Does that still go on as much as it used to, Bob?
Some of that, FHA kind of changed some of the regulations and kind of backed off some of that for investors. So there's a lot of investors in the Montgomery market right now. In fact,
buying up for rental.
Oh, gosh. They are just... we just got an offer yesterday on one of our rentals from most of them, actually from Georgia. Most of these big time investors, and they're buying up 10 and 20 a week. So,
Now, what is the relationship between these investors? Are they trying to pull the Airbnb to a degree, or since Air Force rentals are down in Montgomery, what is the market for these investors?
Well, some of them may. Airbnb is big business now here in Montgomery, and I'm just learning more and more about that. We converted one of our rentals into an Airbnb and got it booked all the way through, I think, September with people.
You know, a lot of people would rather, and I do this, I've traveled a few times. Not, I don't travel nearly as much as I used to, but in the last few times I've traveled, I've stayed in Airbnbs. And as long as the people aren't too chatty in there and you're just renting a room for them for the night, it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
But, man, some of them just talk, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know you. Why are you talking to me? There needs to be a box you check on the app that says, like, I don't want you to talk to me.
Well, the one that we just converted is actually just a three-bedroom house, so they get the whole house.
Gotcha.
And it was military that came in there. They're only going to be there 3 to 4 months, I think.
And may I tell
folks,
real estate's a fun business. It's a lot of work. No two deals are alike, and imagine, and it's unbelievably diverse in how much the deals change. And my only complaint, Bo, is that you're the last person to get the check at the Globe and Day.
You're right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Red Top.
Our number 272-9228. If you have a quick question for Bo Goodson, he's going to be with us a couple more minutes. But what else is going on in the Montgomery housing market? Pike Road seems to still be doing well out there. I think a lot of people trying to put their house on the market right now just to see if they can hit a home run.
Yeah, and I've been showing. I've had out of town people from Kentucky, and for the last 3 days, I've been working with. So I've shown Cloverdale and Eastside and Pike Road. They want to see everything.
So they need to come to my neighborhood. There's four houses for sale on my street.
Well, I think I was there.
Were you? Did you show all four of them?
Yeah, I did.
That's what they said. Somebody came and they showed four houses. They showed all four houses for sale on my street.
Exactly.
You should have bought one of them.
Yep.
It's a good house. Well, good. Bo, I appreciate you coming by. You got the real estate class starting next Thursday, 551-0225. Call,
correct,
get signed up. It's not expensive. $300.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's
$375.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah. I mean, just basically giving them away.
Yeah.
Giving them away. So that's 20 weeks of classes, 3 hours. So you're going to get a thorough education. You're going to be fully prepared to go take your real estate test. You got to do your part. You know, they got to study, and they got to ask the questions. They got to pay attention in class and all that.
Well, part of what I do is not only teach from the book, which I have to get them prepared, but teach them how to sell and how to list and how to price, how to write a contract. All of that is part. And the last part of the last two sessions are strictly investment property, flipping houses, and how to do it right.
Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group. If you have any questions, call them 551-0225. You can check them out online, thegoodsongroup.com. TheGoodsonGroup.com. Bo, come back and see us sometime.
Right.
It's always
fun. Yeah, good to see
good
you.
Good luck on that real
good
estate class. It's going to be full, I predict it.
It's going to be full.
I'll mention it.
Great.
Yes,
thanks.
Sir. Thank you.
Broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own? Well, I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up. And baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so
trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4healthypetsonline.com.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm at a party I don't wanna be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie. I wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Can you take my hand, finish my drink, say shall
we? I was telling Dave during the break, my kids love this song.
Did I ever tell you?
They absolutely love this song.
Like that.
Sure, sure, man. We all believe it. That's why I play it all the time.
Everyone's got so much.
I like the Biebs. And Ed Sheeran's all right. You know, I feel bad for the Biebs sometimes.
What's that?
Because I think he's really deep down a decent guy who just wants to be left alone.
Probably.
But he was shot to stardom at like 13 years old.
Yeah, I mean, nobody should be famous when they're that they're that age.
You can't possibly be normal. It just can't happen. And he had to do, you know, he had to go through the drug phase because if you're famous, you have to. And you have to go through the, all the different girls phase. But I think what he really wanted deep down, and he got it, to marry some good girl and settle in and... You don't hear all the stupid things about him anymore. He just puts out hits with Ed Sheeran. That's it. Our number 272-9228, Jenkins Tire and Auto. Mike Jenkins down at Jenkins Tire and Auto. Good man. Good man. Good people down there. And you know what they do better than anybody? I mean, they just they get you to work. They get you back. They post up down there. They're downtown. They're convenient. They're right there. Jenkins Tire and Auto, man. Same day service on almost everything. You can just drop your rig off. You can call, schedule an appointment. But keep Jenkins Tire and Auto in mind for your routine vehicle maintenance, your big vehicle overhauls, you know, your 20,000, 40,000, 60,000-mile maintenance, oil changes, brakes, tires, just anything you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you can think of. Vehicle-related, take it to Jenkins Tire and Auto first. Jenkins Tire and Auto, they're on the corner of Perry and Jefferson. But Barron, I know where Perry is. That's that street that runs from Madison up to the interstate. Right. It also runs one block north of Madison, and that is where Jenkins Tire and Auto is. So just head right there. If you look on Google Maps, it might tell you Jenkins Tire and Auto is on Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's one block off.
It's one block off of Madison. The Google Maps is wrong. There's a button on here that has my name on it.
Huh.
And I'm curious, if I push it, what is it?
The man they call the Baron?
Yes. You've heard of him.
I expected him to be an older man. He's, well... handsome.
Yeah.
Not a bad button.
I didn't know that's where that button was. I know Greg plays that when I walk in, but I kind of like it. you know, I'm not as old as people think. Yeah, that's probably the number one thing I get when, well, no, the number one thing I hear when people, I'll give you an idea. I'm walking into Sinclair's yesterday afternoon, meeting a couple friends over there. And as I'm walking in, I hear a guy say, "Baron." I thought, "Oh, who is that?" And I look around. I didn't recognize anybody. Guy comes up. He says, "I listen every day. Listen every day. Love it. You play the greatest bumper music of all time." But the number one thing I usually hear is, "I don't agree with everything you say." I'm like, "Yeah, you probably think we went to the moon, right?" And they're always like, "No, hell no, we didn't go to the moon." So it's the rest of the stuff I don't agree with.
Alert.
Ah, that's part of it. That's part of it. All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Remember a couple weeks ago I asked the question, who's in charge of the Flynn investigation now?
Yes.
Who's in charge of the Mike Flynn prosecution? Who's in charge of the Mike Flynn sentencing?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody said, "Duh, Baron. It's the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice. That's who's in charge of it. Why would you even ask that stupid question?" Well, the Department of Justice is run by Bill Barr, a Trump appointee. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the District of Columbia is run by a Trump appointee. And then the next day, or was it a day or two after I said that, we find out Flynn fires his lawyers, and people go, "Oh, Barron has reasons for asking questions. He actually does have inside information we don't have."
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we shouldn't knee-jerk make fun of him and act like he doesn't know what he's talking about all the time.
Maybe not.
So he fires his lawyers, and now we have this. You know who he hired?
Who's that?
Sidney Powell.
Oh.
Here's the headline from CNN. She's a very famous lawyer. Here's the headline from CNN. Michael Flynn's new lawyer, Sidney Powell, fanned Mueller conspiracies. Fanned Mueller conspiracies. Sidney Powell, a Texas-based former federal prosecutor and conservative-leaning political commentator, will represent Flynn. Now, did they ever say that James Clapper, when they say he's a commentator, they ever say he's a left-wing communist wacko?
No.
When they introduced John Brennan, do they ever say, "This guy voted for commies in the 70s
no.
while we were in a Cold War with the Soviet
Former
Union?
Former communist,
yeah.
John Brennan?
Because he's a commentator. He's a political commentator on CNN. But do they ever introduce him as a left-leaning or former communist? No, but if you're a right-leaning political commentator, then make sure to get that smear in there. So half the people immediately discount everything you say. We'll represent Michael Flynn after he fired his longtime legal counsel. Powell has not yet announced in court she will represent Flynn. The Hill first reported that Powell would represent Flynn. John Solomon at The Hill, if there was an honest bone in the body of the Pulitzer Committee, what the Peabody?
Oh, Peabody is
television.
Not, yeah.
It's television, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Pulitzer is writing.
Be careful.
Why?
Georgia gives out the Peabodys, man. You can't rag on them.
I'm not ragging on them. But if there was an honest bone at the Columbia University School of Journalism that gives out the Pulitzer Prizes, darling, John Solomon at The Hill would get a Pulitzer Prize.
Yeah?
He has been right every step of the way on this Russian investigation. Every single thing he's reported has been true. I don't read platforms. I read sources.
Mm-hmm.
I don't read journalist outlets. I read journalists.
Right.
I don't read The Hill. I read John Solomon at The Hill. Someone called one day and said, "Who should we read?" John Solomon. You should read everything John Solomon's written about this, going back 2 years, and read it and catch up. That will give you a PhD in what's really been going on. He's bulletproof. Everything he ever says comes to fruition. "I hear they're going to be doing this." Yes, yes. You heard it because John Solomon said it. Powell will be tasked with helping Flynn through what may be a contentious trial this summer against his former lobbying partner, where he'll likely be a witness for the prosecution, attempting to win the judge's sympathy for his sentencing after a disastrous hearing last December.
Disastrous.
Yeah, thanks for the objectivity, CNN. But if you go back and look at what she's known for, and then why would Mike Flynn hire this woman? Former federal prosecutor based in Texas, Powell has become known in recent years for her criticism of the Mueller investigation, especially on Fox News. She wrote a book focused on the alleged prosecutorial misconduct in past major investigations, including the case against the late Alaska Senator Ted Stevens, which Judge Emmett Sullivan dismissed because of how prosecutors handled it. Would you like to guess the name of the judge in the Mike Flynn case?
Judge Emmett Sullivan. So he has dismissed cases for prosecutorial misconduct in the past. She's also a frequent critic of top Mueller team prosecutor Andrew Weissman, who led the prosecution of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and did not appear publicly in the Flynn matter. In an op-ed before Flynn's aborted sentencing hearing last December, Powell pushed the idea that Flynn may not have received all of the relevant information in his case from prosecutors in the FBI, citing a rule requiring the defendants see evidence that might help them. Which Flynn did after his plea because of an order from the judge. So I'm sure she's going to say, Judge, the Brady material was not timely delivered. He did not have all the material available before he made his decision. Here's how she wrote it in an op-ed in the Daily Caller. Mueller has shown an abject contempt for the wrong court. Judge Emmett Sullivan is a real judge who believes in the rule of law and has the integrity to enforce it equally. The evidence strongly suggests Mueller violated Brady, destroyed or suppressed evidence, and obstructed justice. He's disgraced himself and the Department of Justice. Mueller's time is up. So why did Flynn fire his lawyers? I'll answer that question in a second. 272-9228. Why do people not understand how I do this show?
Seriously.
I'm turning them off. I don't want to talk to people today. Phones are off. People don't understand how this show works. It's the third time this morning I put someone on hold and then they hang up. Hello? Hello? Am I on the air? No. Hello? Hello? He's just talking, Sue. He's just talking. I'm trying to talk on the air and he's talking over me. Sir, you're not on the air. Here is why Flynn fired his lawyers. I think this is what's going to come out in the end. He wanted to raise all these objections every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And these lawyers were too busy trying to be friends.
No.
Yeah. These lawyers were too busy trying to be the friends of the prosecution. They actually got Flynn in trouble at one point and then had to jump on the sword.
Hmm.
So, anyway. He was set to be sentenced in December 2018 by Judge Sullivan, yet the judge grew angry during the hearing at Flynn and his then-attorney's approach of pointing out the circumstances of his FBI interview and comparing it to the interviews of other Mueller defendants who pleaded guilty to lying. The judge quoted in court, "I'm not hiding my disgust, my disdain for your criminal offense." Sullivan had asked Flynn's team point blank at the December hearing if he had been entrapped by the FBI. "No," his attorney said. The attorneys then told the judge they took responsibility for alluding to the FBI's approach in court papers, saying it wasn't Flynn. So we'll see what Powell's approach to this is going to be, how she's going to handle it. CNN's trying to be dismissive and call them conspiracy theories. You know who's not out beating the drum anymore?
Who's that?
All of the people like James Comey and John
right.
Brennan and James Clapper, Peter Stroke. All these people are sort of leaving the whole thing alone. All these people are sort of ducking for cover. It's as if their attorneys have said, okay, the tables have turned. It's time to move on. Time to move on. Our number 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. That will land you squarely on the radio. You'll be able to talk to people like Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. I'm going to unbusy the phones now.
But don't call and hang up.
I mean, you figure after 5 years, people would realize, I don't want a call screener. I don't do a call screener. I don't have the call screener mentality. I can't have someone sitting here all day, every day. No, it's not that. No one can stand to put up with me. Carolyn can only handle it 2 days a week. 2 days a week she can handle it. That's it.
Well,
Alabama Home Mortgage can handle me 5 days a week. You know how I know that? When I was refinancing my house, I called them 5 days a week. Where are we? Do you need anything? What's taking so long? It had been like 12 days. I mean, it's record time. But there I was calling every single day. But you know what they did? They took it with class. They took it with dignity. They took it in stride. No problems. We got it, Baron. We're cool. Everything's taken care of. And wouldn't you know, Alabama Home Mortgage came and saved the day. I was able to get a house and then 16 months later refinance the house, save a bunch of money. My mortgage is... pennies on the dollar for what I thought it would be. Look, notice the guy on television. I'm not going to say it on the air, but he looks like somebody we know.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you during the break. Do you know who it is?
I think.
Our number 272-9228. Call Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223. Check her out online, alahomemortgage.com. The real estate market is hot. Kim Williams is hotter. So call her, 567-4223. We'll be back. NMLS number 1586368. She's Nick Benazza Lindy.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. Our new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day. With over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock, it's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to. Me.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. You've heard that diamonds are forever. And if you've got a name, you could win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. Call in for carats. A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
The Fox Business Network. Oil prices are higher following the incident off the coast of Iran. There's an encouraging reading on the job market. The number of new claims for benefits declined by 3,000 last week to 222,000. Assigned companies are continuing to hold on to their workers. RH, the company formerly known as Restoration Hardware, the stock is rallying up nearly 20%. It's optimistic about this year and says it is avoiding issues with tariffs related to the U.S.-China trade dispute. Its earnings for the spring quarter were stronger than expected. AT&T has launched its first mobile 5G phone. The company says it's a Samsung Galaxy S10 5G. It'll begin making the phone available to AT&T business customers next week. It says for a limited time, businesses can order it for just under $1,000. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The news continues to be good for at least a couple of days. Sunshine today and relatively nice humidity with a high temperature up to about 86. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature 60. That's pretty good in June. Tomorrow, more sun, mid to upper 80s, still tolerable humidity. On Saturday, with a high temperature near 90, mostly sunny skies. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere, but then a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Sunday's high right around 90. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender. Boom, bringing a gift to his humble talk show.
About two-thirds of Boomer T stopped by.
Yeah, Boom looked great. I mean, Boomer T has lost a lot of weight. Getting out of the barbecue business, best thing that ever happened to him.
He was surprised by how tall I was. I was surprised by how skinny he was. Yeah. I was like, wow, I thought you'd be twice your size.
Yeah, no, I mean, he said he lost 70 pounds.
Like Boomer T, it just sounds like a big dude, you know?
And he's got a big booming voice.
And he does, and he was a big booming man. Now he's about half of what he used to be. Half the man I used to be. Right. He was the inspiration for the Stone Temple Pilots song. I'm half the man I used to be.
That's right.
Good guy. I like Boom. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228 is 38 minutes now after 10 o'clock. Cornerstone MGA, my friend.
Hang on.
Drop my pen. My friend Greg Wren over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency, cornerstonemga.com. Cornerstonemga.com. Greg Wren, his team over there is phenomenal. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call them, 356-1502. They come over, they look at your, they do what they call a census. It's a fancy sound. Well, that does is say, how many people you got working for you? How many of them are on, how many total employees you have? How many of those employees are on insurance? Health insurance, life insurance, disability insurance, dental, vision? What are you giving them? What do you want to give them? And then they'll tell you, can you save money or can they increase the benefits for the same money? That's what they do. Phenomenal deal. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502, on the web, cornerstonemga.com. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. It's 39 minutes after 10 o'clock. Who's this?
Doug, I have an off-topic question. Are you serious when you were addressing your listeners about wanting sponsors for the live feed camera?
Yeah. Yes. Were you the one that sent me a Facebook message?
Yes.
Yeah, don't say the name of your business. We'll get to all that. Okay. I am going to get to you.
ABC.
Yeah, there you go. I've got your message. I screen capped it, sent it to Dave, so we're all collecting all the people who have shown interest in one spot. We're going to contact everybody once it gets up and we're going. We're hoping tomorrow we get even more kinks worked out of it. So when we get there, we're going to do that. But we've had now four people contact us wanting to do the live stream. So what we may do is do one a day, maybe the 11 o'clock hour each day instead of just doing the 11 o'clock hour on Friday. But we'll get to you. I mean, everybody who wants to be a part of the live stream advertising absolutely will be, my friend. Absolutely will be.
I am patiently and anxiously awaiting. It is amazing how you can sell your program and the way you sell your sponsors is unbelievable. It's almost like you've been doing it as long as Limbaugh.
Well, or better, I would say.
Well, I don't know what his problem is.
I appreciate it. Hey, look, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to, without that guy, none of us are here.
It's true.
Correct.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
But not about you. You're about me, the listeners.
I am about you, Doug.
Taking my call.
Yes, sir. And I'm going to get back to you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. A note on advertising, by the way, everything's for sale.
Mm-hmm.
You can sponsor anything. You can sponsor the name of the studio. Just contact us.
That's right.
You can sponsor anything.
The mics.
We'll give you
Music.
We got the bathinnovations.com guest hotline right now. Your bumper music can be brought to you by your name here. We'll sell you anything. We have so many sponsors. that we have to find creative ways to get them all involved.
That's right.
We have to find creative ways to get them all involved. Because
And I mean, strangely enough, everything that they sponsor, they start selling more.
They start selling more of it. I mean, you should see, call Cole Plumbing, call Goodson Group, call Auburn Housewash, call New Look Decorating, call Jenkins Tire and Auto, call Alabama Home Mortgage, call Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Those are just people I talked about today.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got Midtown, Bath Innovations, Heirloom, and Penny Earn coming up, too. I already talked about Heirloom. Oh, they just did them out of order. All right, our number 272-9228. Yeah, I'm glad he called.
Yeah.
Good call. Here's the report coming out of the New York Times yesterday. John Durham, the Connecticut U.S. attorney who's been assigned by Bill Barr to look into the beginnings, the infancy of the Trump-Russia probe. The New York Times has a report this evening, that's yesterday, surrounding U.S. Attorney John Durham questioning CIA officials about the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation. Now we're getting somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're getting to Brennan and Comey and Clapper. The origins of the Trump-Russia investigation. If you look at the substance of what the New York Times is saying,
mm-hmm.
he's not asking the CIA about the investigation. He's asking about how the investigation started. Okay. How did you come up with the conclusions that you needed to do the investigation? Here's what the New York Times has to say. Mr. Barr wants to know more about the CIA sources who helped inform its understanding of the details of the Russian interference campaign. He also wants to better understand the intelligence that flowed from the CIA to the FBI in the summer of 2016, during the final weeks of the Obama administration. The intelligence community released a declassified assessment that concluded that Mr. Putin ordered an influence campaign that aspired to help Mr. Trump's electoral chances by damaging Mrs. Clinton. CIA and the FBI reported they had high confidence in the conclusion. National Security Agency, which conducts electronics surveillance, had a moderate degree of confidence. Mm. So what are they looking at here? Where did the intelligence community assessment come from? Because it was the basis for all of this.
Mm-hmm.
It was the basis for all of this. I think you've got to get back all the way back to, did the Russians hack the DNC emails? That is going to undermine the entire narrative of Trump-Russia.
Because
mm-hmm. it wasn't the Russians who hacked.
Oh, it wasn't?
No. The DNC email. The joint analysis report on Russian cyber activity was released on December 29th, 2016. It was a bunch of nonsense. It wasn't serious.
Is this above and beyond the Steele dossier?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is totally separate from the Steele dossier.
Okay. Because we'll keep going. But there's another thing that's been in the news a little bit
mm-hmm.
recently, as of yesterday, that I think was, strategically said.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, go ahead.
Well, you know, did you see, I was it Jake Tapper? One of those guys. They asked Trump, you know, what if this year, you know, what if a foreign power, you know, offered you information on and he said,
I'd take it. Yeah.
I'd take it.
Right.
And if you think that, wait, now, what was, is Steele an American?
Steele was British.
Oh!
Yes. He was a Brit.
Oh! Baron,
mm-hmm.
So if a Brit offers you
uh-huh.
the info,
yes.
does that make it okay?
Or a Ukrainian.
Right.
Because the former Soviet satellite country of Ukraine mm-hmm. was actively working with the Hillary Clinton campaign to defeat Trump.
I'm just saying that, you know, maybe the guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows exactly what
he's doing. He knows exactly what he's baiting the liberals into going nuts.
And they're going to win. And Trump's going to win. Trump's going to win. This is good news. Good news. Bill Barr and John Durham doing the right thing. I think Bill Barr is just a company man. I don't think he's a big Trump loyalist. I think he's just embarrassed that an organization he used to lead has turned into this. So he's back. He's back. Our number 272-9228. Again, the most shocking news I've learned all of 2019. Bobby Caldwell is white. Got a thing
for you. Seriously.
It ruined my day when I learned that. Our number 272-9228. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. I'll tell you a little bit more about them during the 11 o'clock hour. Your call's welcome, though. Dave Mowry and Baron Coleman back after this. It's 14-0.
You tried everything, but you don't give up.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey guys, it's Baron Coleman from News & Views. You can't be successful in the River Region without offering a stellar product or service. Chippewa Charm Tree Service has been serving the fine folks of the River Region for over 15 years. They offer free estimates, they're locally owned and operated, and they provide prompt storm damage cleanup 24/7. Follow Chippewa Charm Tree Service on Facebook or call for your free consultation and estimate, 328-2484. 328-2484, fast, efficient, superior, Chippewa Charm Tree Service.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We just got a sponsor for Dave's shoes.
Well, I mean, they're pretty fire.
They're pretty hot shoes.
You know about them graffiti nights.
Well, so we got a sponsor for those locked up. Shoes going to be brought to you by
a lot of money.
Sitting city councilman. Our number 272-9228. 272-9228. BathInnovations.com. Guest hotline. 272-9228. I don't think I printed it, though, because I can't find it. So let me see if I can find it in my email. I don't know if you guys subscribe to Todd Stacy's daily email, but it's fairly informative. Where did it go? It's like it's gone. Oh my gosh! There we go. There we go. We got a got new polling in the 2020 Senate race.
Yeah,
this according to Tommy Tuberville campaign, who was recently in the field. They shared their results with the Alabama Daily News. That's the daily. Email deal. So if you want to sign up for that, just go to aldailynews.com, sign up for the email. And there's a good reason he sent it. There's a good reason Tommy Tuberville shared it. A lot of people wondering who's competitive, who's running. I'll tell you right now, Bradley Byrne has peaked at 16%. He'll never get higher than that. He's a dud. You don't believe me? Go look at my Facebook page and scroll until you see a picture of him holding an ice cream cone at Peach Park.
Now, I'm not one to use disparaging phrases about people. But that picture is gay. Tommy Tuberville, 23%. Roy Moore, 18%. Bradley Burns, 16%. John Merrill, 7%. Arnold Mooney, 2%. Other, 6%. Don't know, 6%. That Roy Moore seems a little low to me at 18%. Is that fatigue?
Mm-hmm.
Is that fatigue? That's the first time I've ever seen him below 20 in anything.
I think it's also a...
In 2010, he finished at 20%.
Yeah, I think it's also one of those things where, you know, kind of like in the... If you poll people in the that are voting in the Democratic primary, they want, like, electability as their number one issue. I think people don't want Doug Jones in the Republican primary voters. And so instead of, you know, they know that Jones beat Moore last time, yeah. And they don't want a repeat of last time. I don't know. I don't know that we take this at complete face value, but...
Because it's an internal campaign.
Not just that. It says 650 likely voters, but they don't tell you the actual methodology.
Yeah, and there's something that jumped right out at me as not accurate. Did you click on the crosstabs by chance?
Is it that Trump was at 80%?
Yeah, Trump at 80%.
And as we've...
It's unfavorable 18.
Yeah, as we've... Among likely Republican primary voters?
Among likely Republican primary voters.
Yeah.
18%. 2% not aware of the God Emperor of the United States.
Yeah.
So I don't buy that necessarily.
Surprise, Arnold Mooney, underwater.
On negatives?
12 fave, 13 unfave.
Yeah, that just means...
Oh, I know, but still.
That just means 12 a lie.
Yeah.
Because no 12 people have heard of Arnold Mooney.
Or 13, or the other 13. Yeah, I mean, or maybe they just don't like anybody.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like 13% is the base. I don't like anybody. So 13% could be your Democrat crossover.
Mm-hmm.
Could be the Democrats who ended up in this poll.
Right. And they say, sure, I'll vote in that.
Yeah. And so you've got 13% as Democrats. And so you reduce all the negatives by 13%. And you end up with a Donald Trump 93-95%, which is more accurate, which is where he should be. You end up with Tommy Tuberville with a nearly unnoticeable, unfavorable number.
Mm-hmm.
And how could you be unfavorable to Tommy Tuberville? Is it because he held his thumb up that time when he's walking off?
One for the thumb.
You know what? That's what people do.
That's right.
It's a friendly man. He got, for like 10 years, to be part of the greatest rivalry in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Roll Tide, War Eagle. Mm-hmm. He got to be part of the greatest rivalry in sports for like 10 years. And you know what? When you're in that rivalry, you play your side.
Well, and, you know, it's one of those things, too, that, you know, remember when everyone thought Trump was a joke? And it was like, you know... But he has 100% name ID.
Yeah.
And, you know, and starts out with, you know, very high positives.
Yeah.
Until something gets politicized. So he definitely has that benefit of the doubt. He has very good name ID. There's not much negative you can say about the guy unless you're like just an Alabama fan that's going to refuse to vote for somebody who, you know, coached at Auburn.
You know, if he wins, what he can attribute it to? And I do mean this seriously. I'm not joking when I say what I'm about to say. You know who is most responsible for Tommy Tuberville win? If Tommy Tuberville wins the United States Senate seat?
Who's that?
Nick Saban.
Hmm?
You know why? Because if Alabama hadn't won 5 national championships
right. Since
Tuberville left.
People would be still mad at him.
People would still be salty at Tuberville. But 5 championships later, you don't give a damn about the thumb.
Yeah, like whatever.
I mean, that's an afterthought. That's like when Tennessee used to beat your butt in the
ancient
whatever time.
Ancient history.
You don't care about that.
Ancient history.
Right. Right. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But yeah, like 13% do not have an unfavorable view of John Merrill. I'm sorry. That's just not true. So when you click on the crosstabs, you instantly find inconsistencies in here. Now, I believe 5% of Republicans don't like Donald Trump.
Sure.
So I believe it's more 93-5, you know, that kind of realm. And that's consistent with where he's always polled in Alabama. But he's not gotten less popular as the economy has boomed. So whoever did this poll for Tuberville, I'm not saying you're a bad pollster. Maybe your just screening needs to be done a little better. Because there's no way, those numbers just aren't right.
It's fine, you know. I mean, look, my guess is an IVR poll.
I mean, could be.
Push button.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you just get...
You just get who you get. You don't have any way to screen that you know. You can't listen to see if it's a woman on the other side or a man on the other side. And a lot of times you have a male you're trying to reach, and the woman, who's a Democrat, answers the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Or vice versa. Oh, did you see Robert De Niro and his wife are splitting?
No, I did not.
And a lot of people think it's because she's a Trump fan.
Oh.
And he hates Trump.
Oh.
Yeah. She's this drop-dead gorgeous, I don't know, she's 4 or 5 inches taller than him. Tall, beautiful, black Trump fan.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's African-American, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he is this, like, mean, nasty, gross Trump hater. And I can see how that, you know, I can see how that. You know, you might be able to put up with Robert De Niro for the money for a little while. When he starts going after the God Emperor, yeah, all bets are off.
Yeah. And I don't think this is totally, you know, this isn't totally off. It's essentially, it's a name ID poll.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it shows that, you know, Moore has a high name ID and not the greatest positive negative. Nobody really knows Byrne, and the ones that do outside of Mobile don't really love him. And that Tuberville has a very, very good chance to win this if he can capitalize.
Yeah. If he can put it. He has not done well so far. I'll say that. He's not coming out of the gate strong. I think we'll have Tuberville. Is it tomorrow?
I think it's tomorrow.
Yeah. If he's listening.
Yeah, so we can talk to him about it tomorrow.
We'll tell you all this. Who's this? You're on the air.
Hey, I'm sorry to bother you again, sir.
It's okay, Tom Baudette.
I was wondering about this guy that ran against, it was Bradley Byrne, it was Bentley, and who was that other guy that...
Tim James. Tim James.
Yeah, whatever happened to that guy?
He's still around.
He's still out making money.
I'm just saying, I thought he was probably the better candidate.
That's what I voted for. I voted for him in 2002 and 2010.
Well, he needs to get back in the ding-dang race. I mean, I think Tommy Tuberville would be good, and I'm an Alabama fan, so, you know, I'll take him. The only one other thing I had for you, you said Teddy Roosevelt. I'd like to know what would be the first book I should read about him.
I'm going to give you two. And neither of them are going to cover his time in the White House. Because when you get into his time in the White House, he gets bogged down. All the books on his time in the White House get bogged down on policy, his trust busting, and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to give you two books. Mornings on Horseback.
Okay, I'm writing it down. Mornings on Horseback.
Mornings on Horseback covers from birth until early adulthood. Okay. And his childhood story is critical to understanding why he is such a strong, beastly figure. He was a very weak and frail child. He was sick all the time. His mother and wife died on the same day, and it profoundly influenced him. He had tremendous, tremendous respect for his mother, Martha, and her family. Her family was from Roswell, Georgia. A lot of people believe the character of Scarlet from Gone with the Wind may have been based on Martha Bullock, his mother. So it's really fascinating. It's critical to understanding him. His, you know, he became an environmentalist later in life, but you'll find he was an environmentalist from the day he was born. But a good environmentalist, not like one of these wacko bird anti-capitalists that we have now that parade around as environmentalists. We're talking about a true original. He would go hunting. They would